And I'm back. I'm back from Europe. I had a very interesting trip. And next week, when I hopefully by then figure out just really what happened, I will. My show will be the experiences, the highs, the lows, and the in betweens, and what I learned from them. Because tonight I have a guest, and partly it's because I hung out with her in England for a while, and I've talked about Angelic Reiki before, and her husband, Kevin Kaur, was our guest, oh, I guess about 6 weeks ago, maybe 7 weeks ago, and now we're going to have the feminine point of view. So my guest tonight is Christine Dehara Kaur, and she is from England, currently living in Egypt, and tonight she's in Austin, Texas. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Troika. Lovely to talk to you.
How are you doing?
Doing fine, and really happy to be back in United States of America again.
Yeah, how's Texas?
It's great to be here. I love Texas. I first came to Texas kind of 40 years ago, and it's great to be back, and it's beautiful, but it's wet.
It's wet? It's raining?
It is.
Oh, my goodness. It's hotter than bejesus here in Mount Shasta.
Oh.
I figured Austin would be hitting red on the thermometer scales.
Not at the moment.
Oh. Well, see, you brought that English rain with you.
Oh, sorry.
Come here and bring the rain.
Okay. And so, I come up to Shasta.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I've been home since Friday afternoon, and I went straight into the Cryon workshop and then the Dr. Todd workshop after that, and the energy here is rocking, let me tell you. Really incredible. Not unlike the incredible energy that was created in Yorkshire with the Angelic Reiki update.
Yes. Did you enjoy that workshop?
I did. It was really wonderful to meet some of the English counterparts, because, you know, I know the American Angelic Reiki people, not all of them, but the originals at least. And it was nice to meet the English
ones. You were one of the first, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here, Troika.
Well, I'm glad to have done my part. Let's introduce you by way of your very fascinating life to our listeners, and maybe give a little history of who you are, who you've been, and where you've been, and what you've done, and.
Yeah, sure, as long as you don't ask me where I'm going.
Well, none of us know that, do we?
No. Yeah, well, I mean, one of the exciting things about the teaching that I do and the traveling that I do is that I do it with Kevin, you know, and it's just beautiful to be able to hold that partnership and, you know, the balance of the male and female energies. And like all of these special things, it all came about, well, some might say by accident.
Right. And I want to get into how you and Kevin met and how you started your workshops. But let's give all those single ladies out there hope and talk about you before you met Kevin, and then we'll lead into meeting Kevin, because you have a fascinating history on your own.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things, it was back in 87, when the door opened, you know, the spiritual door, and I started a four-year training as a professional homeopath. And then that, as it often does, that changed me. So that was the kind of end of my first marriage, and So that left me as a single woman on my own, which I was for more than 10 years. I started a clinic of alternative medicine and complementary medicine, making available to everyone in my area, a choice of how to look after themselves.
And your area at the time was Yorkshire, England, right?
It was, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It just felt that was complete and something I'd always wanted to do, and decided, I'm just going to do it. And it was actually Saint Germain through a dear friend of mine who channeled Saint Germain in England, and she said, yes, he says, go do it. So I did it. I sold up my business and I packed a rucksack, and literally just a rucksack, and went off on my own travelling around the world. And when you jump off the
plane, following spirit without a plan of your own, right?
Oh yeah, my first stop was New Zealand, and I had the great privilege of virtually straight away meeting wonderful Maori women, and they hold such an amazing archetype of the powerful woman. Mm-hmm. In the Maori tradition, you know, nothing can happen without the woman. Anything. It's the woman that has to be there at the beginning, and they are amazing. And I did everything there. It just all unfolded. I sailed down one of their sacred rivers, and the Devic and Elemental Kingdom there is just so powerful. It was a magical experience, it really was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just continued on round the world, really. One of the amazing things was that my journey led me to so many of the special sacred sites, you know, of the world.
Sacred sites, yes.
Yeah, the energy of Angkor Wat, one of the most amazing temples out there in the Far East, in Cambodia, and the temples of Indonesia and Thailand and India and Tibet. It was just wonderful, a real yes. And traveling around these places on my own just totally showed me that spirit's there, and mm-hmm. you know, guides us takes us to meet the most perfect people and in the most perfect places. And when in that space, anywhere in the world, I just felt safe, you know. I really
uh-huh.
did. It was beautiful. Yeah.
And well, when I was doing the same thing just a few weeks ago there, wandering yeah. around different parts of Europe, places I'd never been to before, and
yeah.
some places
yeah.
I had people that helped me, like, pretty much in England, I was never alone, but some of the other countries were less planned.
Yeah,
and I ran into so many tourists that, of course, were traveling with their husband and or husband and children, or a bunch of, you know, I didn't encounter any other single travelers on my own. And so many of them would just say to me, gosh, you're so brave to mm-hmm. just come here all by yourself to a place you've never been. Mm-hmm. And I would say that to you, that you are definitely a brave and courageous woman, and one who leads her life by where spirit leads. And and of course, that's why you've had so many amazing experiences and why you are so connected in with spirit.
Yeah. It is just wonderful how things unfold, and there's something special about putting yourself out there on your own.
Yeah, jumping off the cliff into the,
yes.
the abyss.
Magic happens.
Yeah.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when did Kevin come into the picture?
Ah, well, While I was running my clinic, there was about 14 different disciplines, and I needed help with my computer to run the clinic, and somebody knew somebody who gave me a phone number. And so Kevin came and sorted my computer out. But he already was an intuitive healer. And he joined me professionally in the clinic. And then, of course, I packed my bags and left. And, you know, we were colleagues. And we'd had some lovely experiences together. We actually travelled together to WESAC in Mount Shasta. So we'd, you know, we'd done a number of spiritual things together. Mm-hmm. But then when I set off on my travels, I was away actually 15 months and not regularly in touch with anyone from home. But mm-hmm. it so happened that I was traveling from Cambodia, and I needed to go to Thailand. Now, for those who are not sure of the geography, they're kind of on the same parallel. But a long way south of there is Singapore. And I found myself needing to go via Singapore just because of air tickets and traveling up through Malaysia. Uh-huh. And I was in Kuala Lumpur just for 5 days out of the 15 months I was away. And those very 5 days, Kevin, unbeknown to me, had been invited by a dear friend of his to actually go to Malaysia, to Kuala Lumpur, to teach angelic Reiki. Exactly the 5 days, Troika, that I was traveling through.
Gee, Malaysia. Christine, do you think that was a coincidence?
Well, neither of us planned it. Oh, yes. So I kind of got this email. I hadn't heard from Kevin for probably 9-10 months, you know, and I got this email telling me, said, you know, do you fancy meeting up with an old friend? You know, you've been out there on your own for a long time. So I said, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history.
Yeah, because up until that point, you guys, even though you knew each other and you worked together, you had pretty much a non-romantic relationship.
Oh, totally.
Correct?
Totally.
Right.
Yeah, but the magical thing is, do you know, we were born less than a mile apart, and we lived all our lives up until late teens, less than a mile apart.
Wow.
And we think...
And never met.
And when I was about 12... we actually think we saw one another, and there was this young lad that I, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I noticed, but just at a distance, and that was it. Yeah, so the universe kept us fairly close most of the time.
Yeah. Okay, so then what happened after Singapore?
Well, I actually was teaching a workshop up in near Tokyo in Japan. I spent quite a long time in that amazing place. And I was, I taught a couple of workshops there, and I was going back to do another workshop, which was where I needed to go after Thailand. So I went there, and then when that was complete, Kevin and I had been daily in touch by the internet, and I decided to just get the next plane home. It was during that time when I was away, letting go of all my past, as it were. Kevin was going through exactly the same process, and it was at that time that he started to channel the angelic Reiki from Metatron. So that system was born during that time, and then when we came together, we brought the male and female together, and from the first time I came home, we've taught it together.
Mm-hmm. Started teaching together.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've both, you know, quite a bit of experience in teaching classes. But then, you know, when we brought our energy together, then things, as they do, they blossom, and another element comes in, and you know, and they expand and change and. Yeah, so that was an important thing, and Well, as we all know, it is really important. It's what this time is about, to bring in that male and female balance, isn't it?
Into balance, yes, very definitely. Between males and females, and between the male and female within ourselves. So
yes.
How did you guys do it? I know it didn't just happen. I know that you guys had to work at it, reaching that balance.
Yes.
And since you've been so successful at it, I think it'd be wonderful if you shared some of your techniques and ways that it came about, so that it can serve as a guideline for other people.
Yes. Well, Kevin was told before we got together that he'd actually met his twin flame, but the person that channeled the information wouldn't tell him who it was.
Uh-huh.
And so he just knew that he'd met, you know, his twin flame, but it didn't at that time know who it was. This is talking about the late 90s now.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people have confirmed that. And it is, well, I mean, it's something very special to actually incarnate with your twin flame. And it only happens. It is such a challenge that it only happens when it is essential for those two people to come together to bring something special through for spirit. It isn't
right.
It isn't a relationship to be taken on board lightly, and it isn't a relationship just to look at. Absolutely, one cannot perceive it as just a romantic, friendly marriage and relationship, all fun and love and light and all the rest of it. It's to meet your twin flame is to meet the absolute mirror. And it's about being willing to step into a space where someone is reflecting back to you all within yourself that you haven't already come and brought into balance and brought into self-love and brought into acknowledgement. And it is to have such an absolute reflection of everything that one needs to address is a challenge. And it has to be two people who are totally committed to, when something happens, instead of pointing the finger and saying, you did this to me and you hurt me, is to say, stop, bring it home, you know, and say, okay, what is it in myself that I need to look at? So it needs incredible courage on both sides, incredible honesty, and patience, but the depth and richness of love that comes with that to hold it together is beautiful. So it's very special, and it's not easy. To be honest, Troika, there has been times when we thought, you know, can we really continue? Because you've got to face the deepest pain you have.
Yeah.
And if there's two people that come together that are willing to do that, and Kevin and I have been stepping through our stuff for 3 years now, and as we've done it, we've seen in the workshop space, in the class, when we're teaching, that the balance of energy has becoming more and more equal, because as we balance the male and female in ourselves, the world reflects that.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we see out there, whatever we experience, is the reflection of the truth of the male and female balance within us. And both Finn has had to find his male, and he's had to find aspects of his female, you know, and I've had to find aspects of my male, and I've had to find aspects of my female. It isn't that men have got to find, it isn't always that men have got to find their feminine, and women have got to find their masculine. There there are always elements of both within each of us that we have to find.
Oh, yes, and
that
balance.
That has been really
interesting. And accept them both and make them harmonious within. That's what's referred to as the sacred marriage.
Yes.
Is the union of the male and female aspects of ourselves.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... And people that have known us while we've been teaching in England now for the 3 years, the people in the Angelic Reiki family that are close to us have kind of, given us personal feedback and just said, wow, the way you two now meld your energies together. And the last time we taught Angelic Reiki in Egypt, there was an amazing guy from South Africa came to do the workshop, and we always ask for feedback, and he gave some beautiful and honest feedback, and he said that this was one of the blessings, to actually see the sacred goddess and the sacred god energies, working together. So it's really beautiful when people, give their honest feedback. So that you're getting it, you're getting the confirmation,
I met you guys, 3 years ago when you came to Shasta with Angelic Reiki the first time, and I coordinated, I think, three different times that you were here, trips, and was working with you a little bit more intimately than just people that came and took the workshop, because we had to work out details and logistics of the things, and of course we hung out and went to dinner and all of that.
Yes.
So I have seen a change in the two of you over the years.
Okay.
You had a great relationship when I first met you, and I could tell it was really solid, but it was like a diamond that hadn't been fully polished yet, still had a few little rough edges around. And I've watched those edges be polished.
Thank you.
With you, and it was much more apparent in England. Of course, I was staying with you for 3 days, so we were kind of together 24/7, and I could really see that your relationship and the way you do things is sort of like a ballet. There were times when you and I would go off and do something that needed to be done, and Kevin would go in a different direction and do something else that also needed to be done, in a way that it was like, okay, these are the things that need to be done. Let's divide them up to save time. And everything just all meshed together beautifully. And I watched the two of you. There was not any of that usual relationship stuff where one says, now be sure and do this and don't forget that and blah, 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 and all the instructions and all the nagging and all of the, it was just like, okay, well, you go this way and I'll go that way and we'll meet back. And you trusted each other to know that the other one was going to do the right thing in the right way.
Yes.
And you did. And when you came back together, it was like, okay, well, that's done. And I mean, it was really quite lovely to watch.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sure many relationships would like to work that way.
Well, one of the workshops that we will teach in the future will be spiritual relationships. It's something that needs to be put out there, and because we've known of twin flames coming together and they've just blown one another apart because one or the other has not been willing
to do the work.
To see the mirror.
This time period that we're in right now is different than other time periods. There are more and more twin flames incarnating together because that's part of the shift that's happening. You know, in the past, it was very unusual for twin flames to be incarnated at the same time, and the few times when they would were at pivotal points of history and society, and where the male and female polarity of a certain teaching or a certain thing needed to be on the planet simultaneously to bring it through. But usually in those relationships or in those time periods, the twin flames were not in a romantic relationship.
Absolutely.
They were maybe, you know, co-teachers or a mother and child relationship, or you know, different things, because it is so difficult to be in a romantic relationship with your twin flame for the reasons that you mentioned, you know. But now, I mean, I know quite a few, you know, twin flames that are together, and in fact, I've had two of them, three of them I've had on the show already. And, of course, they're bringing through incredible work like you and Kevin are.
Yeah.
So I think having that kind of workshop would be very, very helpful to the multitude, because there's many who are looking for their twin flame, and the workshop can help them know how to bring that twin flame closer and meet. And then there's ones that already know each other and are kind of having a very difficult time getting along with that. And for those that don't have a twin flame incarnated, it would help them balance the male-female within themselves.
Yes.
As well. So.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, since we're talking about workshops, I'm going to rearrange our questions a little bit, because I was next going to ask you what it's like to live in Egypt. But having done... When I saw Kevin and Christine in England, it was because they were there doing an update for Angelic Reiki Masters, people that already were masters, and it was an update because so many new things had come forth since we had all taken our original classes and initiation into Angelic Reiki, and so I was going to take it here in the States, which is why Christine and Kevin are here now. But I thought, well, I'm in England, I'll do it in England. That'll be fun, and it was great fun. But I noticed, as someone who, you know, was kind of in the beginning of the whole Angelic Reiki thing, that it had changed, and when I say it, I don't mean the teaching, but the energy that was coming through was really amazingly much more powerful and clear and direct and focused than it had ever been, and I was blown away with the quality of it before it improved. So why don't you share with people how that all, you know, how that came about and your insights on the energies that are coming into the planet now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting. You said, talk about workshops and not Egypt. But really, Egypt is part of the story, because a year, 18 months ago, Kevin and I felt that we needed to move to Egypt, and it was part of the purpose in us moving there was to do further, deeper cleansing within ourselves, to hold the energy that was coming in, because as everybody probably knows, in ancient Egyptian times, which was the first civilization to come out of Atlantis and hold the wisdom, it still in the early days held the connection with the galactic masters, conscious connection, and through all the people who have, all the light workers who have gone to Egypt, this Syrian light grid has been re-established. And through us living in that energy full time, has allowed us to really connect to a different level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we found we were actually teaching in Athens, in Greece, mm-hmm. during the Festival of the Christ, which is one moon before Wesak. And
right.
We felt...
The Aries moon.
Yes, yes. And we felt like never before that energy coming through. Usually feel it particularly at Wesak, but we felt it then, which
mm-hmm.
is a direct impulse, obviously, from the Galactic Masters before
mm-hmm.
it's been set down through the Ascended Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... It's very special impulse of energy, and we absolutely got guidance that Kevin and I had to give ourselves the angelic Reiki and the angelic kingdom initiations and attunements again before teaching the workshop again.
To each other, uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We needed to reattune ourselves just to... change our consciousness, our physical molecular structure, etc., everything that is needed to
mm-hmm.
Meld.
To hold the new energy.
Because in angelic Reiki, we don't call in an angel to help, Archangel Michael or Gabriel or Raphael or whatever. The whole essence of angelic Reiki and the reason that we teach it over 7 days is that so that our human consciousness, which is a long way away from angelic consciousness,
uh-huh.
our human consciousness and our physical vibration can be changed sufficiently for us to be absolutely overlighted by the angelic energy that comes in, so that we step away all personal agendas, viewpoints, intentions. In angelic Reiki healing, what we do is we take ourselves out of it. Because,
right.
Yeah, and when we do that, then it allows the pure energy of the angelic kingdom to be there unconditionally.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we feel, is just so important. So it's that process that we've gone through on all levels. And then, as I say, the amazing energy that came in with the Festival of Christ and then Wesak, that has created the difference. Plus, of
mm-hmm.
course, this, of course, is all part of the bigger picture of what the whole of humanity and the planet is going through at the moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and... One thing that I just feel compelled to say, because hopefully some people will become interested in seeing you while you're here and becoming taking the angelic Reiki workshops, is that you don't have to want to be a healer to get
True.
Benefit out of the angelic Reiki workshop.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I would say the majority of people, at least in the United States, that have come and done the workshops have not continued on as a practitioner.
Mm.
And I think that the main benefit and the main reason to take the angelic Reiki workshops is for the personal transformation that comes about from taking it. You know, it's something that anyone that wants to move to the next level of their personal growth and development of spiritual power and connectedness to the all that is, it's a wonderful vehicle for that, and it's life changing, and that it's much more than just learning the technique to treat other people with.
Yes, thank you for saying that, and you're absolutely right. And actually, the intention, one of the fundamental purposes of angelic Reiki, is to facilitate and support the changes, the growth changes that each light worker needs to go through for this time.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, where you live in Egypt, we should mention, is Luxor, which is right next to the Luxor Temple, which is where the ascension flame is anchored into the planet.
Absolutely. Yes. We live there. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and next April, when Wesak comes rolling around, you're going to have the ultimate Wesak celebration party and initiation right there at your home in Luxor. And 500 people will be able to attend, and there'll be a three-day workshop and lectures and entertainment and fun and...
Yes.
And rather than just a party, it's going to be also a coming together to do planetary work and to really anchor, pull these energies in. So each person that comes will truly be a participant and an activator.
It's the biggest service work that Kevin and I have ever been kicked pushed to go. By spirit, you know, as
encouraged to develop.
You know, and the thing is that the gift is that nobody else could do it, because one has to live in Luxor to have the connections to organize something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only anyone who comes will not only have a 3-day WESAC international event, but there will also be laid on the possibility to book from the website any trip, any sacred site, any temple in Egypt that they would like to go visit.
Optional.
A local person, and the special thing is that unlike going as a tourist or whatever, they will be able to do these trips with like-minded people that are there for WESAC. It's an amazing opportunity. And it's us living there that has made it possible. So we really feel that, let me tell you, it is absolutely amazing. Every speaker that we've asked, we have not, there's only one no, and that was someone who was already booked. Everyone has just expressed so much enthusiasm and felt the energy of it that it is going to be something phenomenal and really special beyond what I think we can comprehend, you know, at this moment.
It's going to be something bigger than all of us individually.
Oh, yes.
It's so far away still, but it's already taken on such a life of its own.
The word. You're so right by saying that.
Well, you know, I mean, here I live in Mount Shasta, and we always have the Mount Shasta WESAC, and I'm usually a part of it. And when you guys told me about Egypt and invited me to, you know, come and participate, you know, my heart was like, yes, I want to go to Egypt, but I always check my schedule with Saint Germain and ask, do what he wants me to do and where he wants me to go. And so I said to him, or I asked him, I said, okay, WESAC, I've got a plan for WESAC now. He kind of likes to keep me on a short notice schedule. You know, I never have too much lead time of where he's sending me or what I'm doing, because things change so much. But I said, we have to plan really in advance, because I have to tell Christine and Kevin yes or no now for their planning. I said, where do you want me for WESAC, in Mount Shasta or in Egypt? And I didn't even finish the sentence, and he goes, let's go to Egypt. He's very excited about, you know, participating in the Egypt WESAC. And
that's the energy that we've got from everyone who we've invited.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That they've just been compelled and Yeah. Or propelled or whatever.
Right.
Becomes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and as soon as I get the flyers from you, with anytime anyone orders any of the Saint Germain products off of my website or at a expo or where I'm appearing, they will automatically receive a flyer in their mail order.
So, wonderful, thank you.
So a lot of people will.
Right, thank you for that.
Will know about it, and I already have it mentioned on my website.
Yes.
You know, it's part of my calendar and all.
Yes. You'll be getting those flyers early July.
Oh, great. Good, good, good.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got 14 minutes left. I want to make sure that before we go off on some other fascinating tangent, that we get some information out for people about your schedule here in the States and the times and the dates and the locations and phone numbers and website contacts and anything that anyone needs. So right now you're in Austin, Texas, and have you completed Austin yet, or is that coming up?
We start the first workshop here in Austin on Friday. Here in Austin, we're not doing angelic Reiki. We're doing the first workshop is the seven angelic laws of manifestation and abundance.
Oh, well, that's something a lot of people would be interested in. Can people still attend that if they move their butts
absolutely.
Real quickly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so if someone hears about this on the show and wants to find out more information about the workshop or have a contact number, what should they do?
They can ring us direct on 1-512-338-0010.
Okay, and that's your
number. That's
while you're
calling
in.
Yes.
Right, that's your number while you're in Austin, Texas.
It is.
And the workshop starts on Friday.
It does. It's a three-day workshop.
This Friday, so it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It is.
And that sounds great. And then what happens? Then is it Sedona?
No, we've got one more workshop here, which starts the Friday after that, and that is something we haven't talked about at all, and we probably haven't time to talk about it, but it's my essence, really. It's a workshop called New Shambhala.
And
the unconditional diamond light, the promise of heaven on earth, that is Shambhala, held for us as that promise of experiencing heaven on earth. In the amazing Himalayas of the Tibet and that part of the world.
Yeah. That sounds exquisite. So people would call the same number.
They would.
To find out more information and come and being that that's a week and a half away, that gives people more time to get there.
Yes.
Okay, and then comes Sedona, correct?
It does. Yes. That is going to be so special, Troika. Because we're going to, everybody for the first time, you're going to get all the new energies that you experience in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've been building up for, and it's been building for 6 months. And not only is it going to be everything we've already mentioned, but we've something special coming in because it's in Sedona. We don't know what it is yet, but it's some service work, and it's connected to rebalancing Atlantean energy.
Mm.
We don't. Yeah, that's all we know. It's special. It's special for Sedona. Everything's been building for it. It's everything that the angelic Reiki is, plus, and the service work is something to do with, rebalancing.
Well, and what's also different about this workshop is in the past, when you were here, people had to do a 3-day workshop for the Angelic Reiki levels 1 and 2, and then they had to wait a certain amount of time to take the second workshop, which was the Angelic Reiki 3 and 4, the master level.
Yes.
Whereas this one, they get to do all 4 straight through, correct?
Certainly, absolutely. They're sat in the energy for 7 days. And since we've been teaching it as a 7-day workshop, that is for the last 18 months, that in itself is something special. Because it it allows the time to cover everything we normally cover, plus extra bits, but also the fact that we are in that energy for 7 days. It's just magical.
Be extremely transformative. I want to tell people, I'm sort of a been there, done that sort of metaphysical type person, because I started this out at birth. And I have to tell you, I've been to some really high-powered things, and I've been in some incredible energy, but the energy that comes together with Kevin and Christine and the Angelic Reiki work and the way that the Angelic Kingdom and the Ascended Masters really support this work is, I'm just going to use plain old Texas term, is really kick-ass, you know? I know that's not quite a spiritual term, but I just made it one.
Yes. You're allowed
and
to do that.
To sit there and be in that energy, even the 3-day workshops were amazing. I can barely imagine what 7 straight days of it would be like. I almost, I wish I could come and do it. It's really amazing. So let's tell people how to get a hold of Raphael, who's your coordinator in Sedona.
Yes, he's done so much for us. Okay.
And of course, Raphael is the significant other of my good friend Aluna Joy, who I've known for 18 years.
And you know, she
lived in Mount Shasta for. She lived in Mount Shasta for a long time, and then she's been in Sedona, I guess, for 12 years now. I taught Aluna how to design websites. And she's part of the One Spirit family, like you guys are.
Yes.
And that's onespirit.com for people that haven't been there yet. And it's not O-N-E. That'll take you to the book club. It's the digit onespirit.com. And if you go there, you'll find links to Christine and Kevin's websites and also to Aluna Joy's website. And both you and her are consistent contributors to the One Spirit newsletter called Spirit Voice, and so it's another way people can find you too. But anyway, let's be real specific about how to get connected in with the Sedona 7-day Angelic Reiki workshop.
Okay, the date is Monday the 23rd of July to Monday the 30th. Starting at 1:30 each day. If somebody had done some quick mathematics and realized that was 8 days, it starts at 1:30 and finishes at 1:30. So Monday the 23rd to Monday the 30th.
Uh-huh.
Raphael's phone number is 1-928-282-3993. And he's... You can also easily get in touch by going to the Angelic Reiki website, which is www.angelicreikimagic.com. All lowercase, no spaces, and the magic is M-A-G-I-C. So that's angelicreikimagic.com. Direct to Raphael. Via email is Raphael. Now he has some uppercase letters.
You know, that doesn't matter in email.
Right.
Email's not case sensitive. So don't worry about that.
He always gives it this way. So it's Raphael@IAmBlessingWater.com.
Right.
Waters. Sorry, it's plural waters. IAmBlessingWaters.com.
Right.
Do you want to, is there anything else? I mean,
Why don't you give his phone number again?
Okay.
It's area code 928.
It is, and then it's really symmetrical. He must be. if his known phone number reflects him, he's very imbalanced. It's 282-3993.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
And of course, anybody in the next 2 weeks, if somebody wanted to talk direct to us, could get us on the number you're calling me now.
We can connect with you in Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Direct, yeah.
So give that number one more time.
Yeah. 512-338-0010.
Cool. Well, we've got less than 4 minutes, so is there anything that you would like to say in closing that we haven't covered already? Is Sedona the end of your American tour?
It is. We fly out straight after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've already been invited. When we were doing the Masters update in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
in Eugene, Oregon, for the really the seed from the people, little Masters from the seeds that you set, Troika, they're mainly centered now in Stockton, and they've already invited us back for next year.
To Eugene, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go? Did you have a lot of people?
It was wonderful on a number of levels. We've already talked about the workshop, and you shared your experience. But what was very special was actually to connect with the masters and the teachers that we've only contacted by email before, because
mm-hmm.
they have obviously been trained by masters that live in California.
Uh-huh.
So to actually meet those people personally was one of the special parts. And
I bet it was great for them to meet you, too.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, and Beth Charles is such a lovely host, and she's going to be one of the key supporters and administrators of the nuts and bolts that are needed for angelic Reiki here in the USA in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to grow. Without us saying anything about the future, after every workshop, people just say, right, well, when you've got 300 on your workshop, we'll come and support you. You know, everybody just knows, just sees this amazing vision of how angelic Reiki is what we need,
mm-hmm.
what light workers need to support us through this time. And, yeah, without us prompting anybody, they see an amazing future for this energy. And it's balanced, it's divine, it's the angelic kingdom, angelic kingdom retouching humanity like it did in the very early Atlantean times. And that's where we're going. We can't help but go there, can we, Troika?
No, we can't. Onward and upward.
Inwards and outwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've just got 1 minute left. I want to say goodbye to the audience and thank everyone for listening into the show. And really consider attending some of these fabulous workshops that Kevin and Christine are presenting here in America. Start saving your money for Egypt. You can keep checking in with my website at ascensionstgermain.com for updates about it. And I will be on the air 1 week from today, also at 8 o'clock at night, and I will be talking about my wild and woolly adventures in Europe and the sacred sites that I went to and the things that I things that I experienced and the people that I met. So I want to say goodbye and thank Christine so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And to everyone else, Violet blessings. And I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.